Senator Tom Cotton, writing best-selling books like Breaking the News: Exposing Media Corruption is the Best Thing We Can Do to Fight It. By Robert Krajicek on May 28, 2021. The best way to combat the incestuous and corrupt relationships between news media and political figures is to write best-selling books exposing all of these linkages, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said on Friday, referring to Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's Breaking the News, exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. Cotton spoke with Marlow on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Marlow highlighted two examples of conflicts of interest presented by marriages between news media persons and current and prospective Biden administration officials. It is anticipated that Biden is going to nominate a guy named Tom Nides to be the ambassador to Israel. And he's someone who is part of the Biden Institute at Delaware. And I think is a Morgan Stanley guy, Democrat establishment all the way. But what's more interesting to me is that he's married to the vice president of news gathering at CNN, named Virginia Moseley. He added, the type of thing I've been documenting in my book Breaking the News is how much of the media establishment is literally in bed with the Biden administration. The deputy press secretary, Karina Jean-Pierre, is married to another CNN anchor, Suzanne Malvo. It's just too much, but again, all this stuff, are we supposed to roll our eyes at it? Is there anything that they can be done about it? It just seems like it's going too far for me. Cotton replied, Alex, I think the best thing to do about it is to write best-selling books exposing all of these linkages, which you've done, so congratulations. Cotton noted the overlap of familial relations between many people in politics and news media, a phenomenon former Governor Mike Huckabee, RR, jokingly described as beyond incestuous and amounting to an orgy. He continued. In a surprising number of instances, Democratic officials who go in and out of government and then go to be lobbyists and go back to government are married to or related, say, brothers of people who are anchors, producers, executives, people who shape the news and shape the coverage of what happens in Washington, and most Americans still don't know that. Public familiarity with conflicts of interest across news media and political through familial, financial, and personal relationships is increasing, Cotton held, because you've got websites like Breitbart to expose these things, you have social media to expose them. He concluded, it is a surprisingly close relationship between the Democratic Party and the media that covers the party and shapes the news. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.